it in the name for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on a gorgeous Friday night from the Eastern Shore, Maryland. Shorebirds and the Down East Wood Ducks getting set for game four of their six-game series. Shorebirds have taken two out of the first three. They still need to win all three remaining games this season to avoid being the worst team in franchise history, but they've set themselves up to finish this year with a bang. Shorebirds, with their second win in three tries against the Wood Ducks last night, was another good low-scoring pitching game. Delmarva 4-1 win over the Wood Ducks. Moises Chassé finishing off his season with five shutout innings, striking out seven. The five innings and the seven strikeouts, tying career highs for Chassé. He allowed just two hits and walked only one. Shorebirds offense got going in the fifth and then basically didn't stop the rest of the way. They scored two in the bottom of the fifth on a Silas Arduan two-run single. They scored a run in the bottom of the sixth, Adam Crampton an RBI single, and then Elio Prado with an RBI single in the seventh to make it 4-0. Shorebirds had a little bit of a rocky landing in the ninth as Alejandro Mendez ended up having to strand the bases loaded. But after that, Mendez able to get out of it, and that was the ball game, and the Shorebirds came away with a 4-1 winner. So Delmarva comes into today with a record of 47-81 here on the campaign, 26-37 here in the second half. Down East, they're 65-64 now with a 32-31 record here in the second half. Shorebirds, they hand the ball to Tyler Joyner here to make the start today. It's his second start of his rehab assignment coming off of Tommy John. Joyner threw two innings last week in his first appearance in over a year. He'll be matched up against DJ McCarty for the Wood Ducks, who gets the emergency start after scheduled starter Gavin Collier was promoted to High A Hickory. So it's Joyner v. McCarty on the hill tonight. Joyner will be followed by Connor Grady for today's game once Joyner is done after his two or three innings of work. Shorebirds about to take the field here, it looks like, I think. So we'll go ahead and get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Down East Wood Ducks, Maximo Acosta is the shortstop. He bats second, or bats, Maximo Acosta leads off. Haven't said anybody else's name. He's the shortstop batting first. Marcus Smith is the DH. He'll be batting second. Miguel Villarroel, the third baseman, hits third. Yossi Galan, the left fielder, bats fourth. Jojo Blackman is out in center field. He'll be batting fifth. Tucker Mitchell, the first baseman, hits fifth. Hits sixth. Beg your pardon. Man, I am having trouble counting today. Yason Ian Mulder is the catcher. He's batting seventh. Yason Morabel, the right fielder, bats eighth. And Daniel Cueva is the second baseman, batting ninth, with DJ McCarty on the hill for the Wood Ducks. For the Shorebirds, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Jackson Holliday leads it off. He's the shortstop. Elio Prado is the DH. He'll be batting second. Doug Hodo out in center field. He'll be batting third. Silas Arduan does the catching, batting fourth. Isaac Bologna out in right field. He'll bat fifth. Noelber Romero, the third baseman, hits fifth. Hits sixth. Beg your pardon. Maxwell Constance, the first baseman, hits seventh. Adam Crampton, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Stephen Acevedo is the left fielder, batting ninth. Rounding it out for Tyler Joyner, making the start, his second of the year for the Shorebirds. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
A seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. from the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
National anthem's been sung, and that means it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, to the Delmarva Shorebirds and to the Down East Wood Ducks for game 4 of 6 here to close out the season. Shorebirds have taken 2 out of the first 3 from the Wood Ducks this week. It's been good pitching, good defense, and timely hitting that has led the Shorebirds to 2 of their 3 wins, and we'll try to replicate that again here today behind Tyler Joyner on the mound to start, and then Connor Grady, who will pitch after him. Joyner making his second rehab start with the Shorebirds. He made his first last week in Fredericksburg last Friday, September the 2nd. Joyner went 2 innings, allowed a hit, struck out 1, walked 1 as well, and looked overall very solid. You might remember Tyler from back in 2019. He was a part of that 90-win team for the Shorebirds. He was stellar. He went 5-0 that year with a 1.98 ERA. 59 innings with the Shorebirds back in 2019. He struck out 59 and walked just 19. Joyner, now 26 years old, out of East Brewton, Alabama. 30th round pick back in 2018 out of the University of North Alabama. 6'4", 225-pound righty. He is on the mound for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Steven Acevedo in left field. Doug Hodo is in center. Isaac Baloney in right. Over at third base, it's Noelbert Romero. Jackson Holliday at shortstop. Adam Crampton at second. Maxwell Costas at first. And Silas Ardoin does the catching. It's Margaritaville Day here at Purdue Stadium. The Shorebirds in Margaritaville jerseys. All floral and fauna in the style of Jimmy Buffett. While the Wood Ducks go with their green jerseys here on Friday night. Joyner from the first base side of the rubber into his one, the first pitch of the game. Maximo Acosta fouls it back and over the screen for strike one. Underway just a minute early at 7:04. Acosta, right-handed batter, leading it off again for the Wood Ducks. He hit leadoff yesterday, went 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. 0-1 pitch, big breaking ball loops in at the top of the zone. 0-2. Acosta on the season hitting 262. 4 homers and 35 driven in. Outfield straight away, infield straight up now on Acosta with 2 strikes. Joyner a nod yes for the sign. Into his wind, the 0-2, and the breaking ball is low. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Joyner fastball, changeup, curveball. Does have a slider that he can throw in for a wrinkle, but it's mostly that 12-6 hammer. 1-2. Fastball runs high and tight at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Joyner the kick and the pitch. And the breaking ball hit in the air towards deep left center field. Hodo on the run, the center fielder in the gap. Watches it one hop in front of the fence and go over the wall for an automatic double. Joyner hung that breaking ball. Acosta banged it into left center for an automatic double, his 26th two-base hit of the season. So a runner at second to begin the game for the Wood Ducks. It's actually the third time in four games here this week that the Wood Ducks have put a runner at second with nobody out to begin the game. They haven't scored in any of those opportunities yet. Here's Marcus Smith, the DH, and Joyner throws a first pitch fastball over the outside half for strike one. Shorebirds defensively line it straight away in center. Infield is straight up right now. Smith from the left side hitting 178 this season. Joyner for the stretch and the pitch. Changeup is just a little outside. One ball, one strike. Top of the first, just one batter in. One batter is Maximo Acosta, who doubled. Now out at second for Smith with the count at 1-1. Joyner, an inside move, chases Acosta back to second. Acosta stole third base back on Tuesday, but he got absolutely reamed by his manager, Steve Mintz, because he stole third with the Wood Ducks down to their final two outs and trailing by four. 1-1 pitch is high and outside for ball two. We saw Felipe Rojas Jr., the Shorebirds manager, have a similar situation earlier this year with Luis Valdez. Valdez, who left the Shorebirds with 59 stolen bases, but sometimes it's better to be safe than sorry, especially if your team down to your final two outs. 2-1. Smith swings and misses, chased a breaking ball down the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Smith was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. That was a day after going 1-for-1 with four walks, reaching base five times in the Wood Ducks win back on Wednesday. 2-2 the count. Runner at second, nobody out. The pitch. And Smith swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down low. And Joyner strikes him out. And that's the first out of the game. That brings up Miguel Villarroel. Back in the lineup, playing third and hitting third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike one. Villarroel in the season playing his 38th game. He's batting 323. One homer, 23 driven in. 0-1, he hits a hard grounder towards second on the third hop, though. Crampton down to a knee, gloves, and throws to first to retire Villarroel. Over to third goes Acosta. He's there now with two outs for Yossi Galan, the cleanup man. Galan, the hero of the game back on Wednesday for the Wood Ducks. A three-run homer in the top of the 10th was the difference in that game. Wood Ducks won it 4-2. First pitch from Joyner. Chases a breaking ball down and away. 0-1. Two outs, a runner at third for Galan. No score at top of the first. Joyner trying to throw a scoreless frame. The big righty set. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball flips in. Top of the zone. Outside half. And Joyner a strike away from the scoreless first. On deck, JoJo Blackman. Joyner from the belt. Lifts the leg, the 0-2. And the fastball is way upstairs. Up above the eyes of Galan. 1-2. One and two on Galan, the pitch, and he swings and fouls it back. Fastball a little closer to the zone this time, still just above the letters. Galan chased it, manages to stay alive. Runner at third, two outs, top of the first. Scoreless for now, the 1-2, and Galan, a weak chopper down the third baseline. Romero waits back on it, gloves on the backhand, and throws to first. To retire Galan, and Joyner strands Acosta over at third here in the first. On to the last of the first, it's down east to nothing. Delmarva coming to bat for the first time here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. And it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Home half of the first, it's Downey's nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat for the first time against DJ McCarty, making his single-A debut here tonight. He gets the start for the Wood Ducks, and the first man to face him is the first overall pick in this year's draft, Jackson Holliday. Holliday in the leadoff spot today. He's batted second each of the first 3 days. Plays shortstop. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. McCarty throws a fastball at 92 on the outside corner for strike one. McCarty added to the Wood Ducks roster earlier today with Gavin Collier being promoted to high A Hickory. A one pitch, it's breaking ball down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Listed in 6'2", 145 pounds. Hands over the head, the 1-1, and Holliday rips it in the air towards deep left field, but Galana beat on it, backs up a step, camps under it, and puts it away for the first out here in the first. So Holliday retired, and DJ McCarty's down East Wood Ducks career is off and running. McCarty actually turning 20 years old today, so happy birthday, DJ. Shorebirds will be trying to give in some kind of present. First pitch home. Fastball is just outside to Elio Prado for strike one. Or for ball one, beg your pardon. McCarty the line and the 1-0 to Prado. Elio swings, hits a grounder right to the second baseman, Daniel Cueva. Gloves, throws to first. And Prado retired. And 4 pitches into the first, DJ McCarty has back-to-back outs. Set the defense behind McCarty for you now. Yossi Galan in left field, JoJo Blackman in center, Jason Morabel is out in right, Miguel Villarroel is over at third, Maximo Acosta at short, Daniel Cueva at second, Tucker Mitchell at first, and Ian Mulder does the catching. Breaking ball to Doug Hodo, misses down the dirt for ball one. Two outs, nobody on here in the last of the first for the Shorebirds. The 1-0 to Hodo. Fastball misses down and away for ball one, or for ball two. Two-oh pitch. Hodo takes outside. Ball three. So McCarty, 2 outs on 4 pitches. Now 3 wide to Hodo. The pitch. Fastball is outside again, ball four. And McCarty walks Hodo on more pitches, or the same amount of pitches it took him to get the first 2 outs of the inning. So that brings up Silas Ardoin, the cleanup man. Ardoin hitting .250 this season, no homers, 8 driven in. Drove in 2 of those last night with a 2-run single in the last of the fifth. Proved to be the game winner. First pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball one. And that's 4 or 5 straight misses now to the glove side for McCarty. Hodo, an aggressive lead from first. McCarty the set, the pitch. Otto runs, breaking balls outside. The throw to second. It's not in time. Actually steps up and hits Hodo on the bag. Keeps it on the infield. And Hodo swipes second, his fourth stolen base of the season. Pitch missed it down the dirt to Ardoin, so it's 2-0. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Ian Mulder, to chat with McCarty here. Figure out what's eating at him after getting the first 2 outs of the inning easily enough. He's now missed with 6 straight to Hodo and now Ardoin. 2-0 on Silas. Hodo at second, 2 outs, last the first, no score, the pitch. And Ardoin fouls it back. 2-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for the Wood Ducks. First baseman Mitchell way off the line. McCarty a high set. Lifts the leg, the pitch, and Ardoin a roller towards the hole left side. Diving to his left, Villarroel has it, gets up, throws to first, and retires Ardoin for a fancy play to end the bomb to first and strand Hodo out at second. Both teams scoreless in the first, on to the second, no score here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second here from Purdue Stadium. It's the score of this game between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds after 1. First pitch from Tyler Joyner to JoJo Blackman. This is down and away for ball 1. Joyner stranded a runner out at 3rd in his first inning. Comes back for the second, 5, 6, and 7 due up. 1-0 pitch to Blackman. He swings and slices it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Acevedo, and it drops in foul territory. Foul ball, strike 1. Blackman hitting 5th for the Wood Ducks. 1 homer, 9 driven in. He struck out to end the game last night. Wood Ducks with a pretty ferocious rally off of Alejandro Mendez. Loaded the bases with 2 outs. Had the tying run at first. Blackman the go-ahead run at the plate. But Mendez able to strike him out looking to end the game. 1-1. Blackman swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-2. Blackman a left-handed hitter, batting just 167 this year. Drafted in the 11th round last year by the Rangers out of high school. 1-2 pitch, it's a roller right to Jackson Holliday at short. He gloves, throws to first, and retires Blackman for the first out here in the second. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Tucker Mitchell, the first baseman tonight for the Wood Ducks, after doing the catching last night. Right-handed batter. Joiner the wind and the pitch. Curveball darts through the zone just a little low. Ball one. Mitchell, a 182 hitter so far in 42 games played. The 1-0, he swings and rolls it foul to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Top of the second, it's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Each game has been very low scoring, especially in the early frame. It's 1-1. Joiner misses with a fastball, high and tight. 2-1. Didn't see the first run of our game last night until the fifth. And back on Wednesday, didn't see a run until the fourth. 2-1 pitch is a high drive deep down the right field line. Back towards the corner. It's gone. Just sneaking it in down the right field line. Tucker Mitchell with a solo homer. 341. Just tucked inside the foul pole. And Mitchell with his fourth homer of the season. And we get our first run of the game here today in the second inning. It's Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing. Just the second homer this week hit by the Wood Ducks following Yossi Gallon back on Wednesday. First pitch to Ian Muller is a three hopper out toward short. Holiday backing up on it, gloves, throws to first and retires Muller on one pitch. And that's the second out here in the second. Good bounce back from Joiner. So two outs, nobody on. That brings up Yason Morabell. Morabell playing just his seventh game with the Wood Ducks. He's six for his first 20. Left-handed batter, and Joiner fires a fastball down on the knees for strike one. Two outs, top of the second. It's now Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing. And the 1-0 pitch, or 0-1 rather, is a breaking ball that bounces in. One ball, one strike. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Morabell. Joiner the wind and the pitch. Fastball is high and outside. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Curveball doesn't get the call. Just off the outside corner. 3-1. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, that's Danier Cueva. 3-1 from Joiner. And Morabell, a weak chopper down the first base line. Next to the bag, Costas Fields takes it to the base and retires Morabell for the final out here in the second. But Tucker Mitchell goes deep down the right field line. And that's the first run of the game on his solo homer. On at the bottom of the second, it's Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-819-2112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second, it's Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing now, after Tucker Mitchell with a solo homer in the top of the inning. gives Down East the lead with the first run of the game. First pitch to Isaac Baloney from DJ McCarty. This is down low for ball one. Baloney with his third straight multi-hit game for the Shorebirds since he's rejoined the club last night. 1-0 pitch is outside for ball two. Two-hit game, went 2-for-4 with a double. Left-handed batter against the righty McCarty. Infield plays Baloney to pull. 2-0 pitch. And Baloney late on the fastball. Sprays it out of play, left field side. 2-1. Connor Grady starting to do his paces down the Shorebirds bullpen. Tyler Joyner might be gumming out for a third. 2-1 pitch to Baloney is outside for ball three. So 3-1 on Baloney, opening up the bottom of the second for the Birds, the pitch. And Baloney hits it out of play again, third base side. 3-2. Baloney batting fifth, hitting .279 for the Shorebirds this season. 3-2. And Baloney, a chopper back up the middle on the right field side of the second base bag. The shortstop Acosta Fields spins, throws the first wild. Hits off the Down East dugout. But Baloney safe at first on the infield single. So the Shorebirds with their first hit of the game. It's an Isaac Baloney infield single. And that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero hitting .229 after going 0-for-4 last night. 9 homers, that leads the team. First pitch, Romero swings and pounds it foul on the ground, third base side. Strike one. Baloney at first and nobody out here in the last of the second. Shorebirds down a run. McCarty's pitch. And Romero takes a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Maxwell Costas on deck. Gonna throw over to first. Baloney back in standing. Down East 1, Delmarva nothing here in the last of the second. McCarty sent the pitch, and Romero, a liner the other way, that's into right center field, splits the gap, heads towards the wall. Center fielder Blackman cuts it off, Baloney to third, Felipe throws up the stop sign, and Baloney races back to the bag, with Romero safe at second on the double. Baloney head down nearly went straight through the stop sign from Felipe at third. Able to hit the brakes just in time. And Romero with a double the other way. And the Shorebirds in prime position to tie the game up, if not take the lead. Second and third, nobody out. And Maxwell Costas stepping to the plate. Costas reached base 4 times last night. 1-for-1, 2 walks, was also hit by a pitch. First pitch. He takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. Down East 1, Delmarva nothing here in the last of the second. Second and third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Costas checks his swing, peel out to second. And Steve Craze says that Costas held up in time. 1-1. Infield plays nearly all the way in for the Wood Ducks. Shortstop Acosta, more akin to halfway. 1-1, Costas hits it out of play. Right field side. 1-2. On deck, Adam Crampton. For now, 1-2 on Costas. The pitch. Breaking ball down and away. It's blocked by the catcher, Mueller. Kicks out to his left. Baloney has to stay put at third. With the count now even at 2 on Costas. McCarty dangles his right arm away from his body. Now comes set. Leg kick the pitch. And Costas swings and misses. Fastball high and away. He's down on strikes. The first strikeout for McCarty here with the Wood Ducks. And that's the first out here of the second. Brings up the second baseman, Adam Crampton, trying to pick up for Costas here. Still second and third, now one out. Infield stays in for the Wood Ducks. First pitch. Crampton takes just a little down and away. Ball one. Crampton was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI single in the sixth. 1-0 pitch. Crampton takes a fastball and misses high and tight. 2-0. McCarty's 2-0. Crampton takes a fastball. It's right down the middle. 2-1. Surprised. Crampton didn't pull the trigger on that one. Pretty center cut. Still ahead in the count here. 2-1. Second and third. One out. Down east. 1. Shorebirds nothing. Last the second. 2-1 pitch as a cue ball just fell down the first baseline. Was nearly big trouble for the Wood Ducks. Almost hopped over the first base bag. That probably would have been a 2-run double. Instead, the count now even on Crampton, 2-2. Infield still in for the Wood Ducks. They lead by a run here in the second, the pitch. And Crampton lays off. Breaking ball down and away. 2-2, or 3-2 now, beg your pardon. Full count on Crampton with Steven Acevedo, the 9-hole hitter on deck. Payoff pitch, and Crampton pops it into the air. First base side gets out of play, about 15 rows deep. So still a full count on Crampton. Second and third, one out. Shorebirds down a run, bottom of the second. The pitch. And Crampton a chopper back of the middle by the stab of the shortstop Acosta and into center base hit. Baloney scores, Romero right behind him. And Adam Crampton, a 2-run single, gives the Shorebirds a 2-1 lead here in the last of the second. That's the danger of the infield in for the Wood Ducks. Crampton didn't hit it all that hard, but placed it perfectly. Right up the middle, Acosta to his left, couldn't track it down. Two runs coming to score, and now the pitching coach for the Wood Ducks, Dimitri Kokoris, goes out to the mound. And Crampton now with 10 RBIs in the season after that two-run single. He's driven in 3 runs over his last 2 games. So the Shorebirds able to hit McCarty around a little bit here in the inning. Singles for Baloney and Crampton. Romero a double as well. And after the Wood Ducks get a solo homer from Tucker Mitchell in the top of the inning, Shorebirds rally right back to take the lead. Shorebirds 2, Wood Ducks 1 here in the last of the second after Crampton's 2-run single. And now the 9-hole hitter, Steven Acevedo, takes his turn. Acevedo recalled to the Shorebirds yesterday with Davey Cruz hitting the development list. Pitch in the dirt to Acevedo. Nice pick by Moeller. Tries to throw behind Crampton at first, but it's not in time. Ball 1. Acevedo has played 36 games with the Shorebirds this season. 1 homer, 11 driven in, hitting just 175. The pitch. Fastball is outside for ball 2. So 2-0 on Acevedo. Runner at first, 1 out. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo swings and misses. Chased a cutter down and away. 2-1. Jackson Holliday, the top of the order, is on deck. Shorebirds 2, Wood Ducks 1 here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo takes outside. Ball 3. Tyler Joyner just threw a couple more pitches out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So I think that was to wrap his outing because Connor Grady is now fully throwing. He should come on for the third. The 3-1. Acevedo, a big rip, fouls it back. And the count moves full. Full count on Acevedo. Crampton at first, one out. Infield plays Acevedo to pull the pitch. And he takes a fastball down the middle. He's down on strikes. Second out here in the second. Second strikeout of the frame for McCarty. So Adam Crampton still at first. And two outs now for Jackson Holliday. Shorebirds lead by a run. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Infield plays Holliday to pull. Villarroel way off the line at third. Shortstop Acosta basically behind second. 1-0 pitch. Holliday takes high and outside. Now ahead in the count. 2-0. McCarty gets his sign. Now comes set. Hands to the shoulders, the pitch. And he misses down and away to Holliday. Ball 3. Jackson walked 3 more times last night, including once intentionally. Here with the Shorebirds through 11 games, he's now walked 13 times, striking out just 9. 3-0 pitch. And it's outside, ball 4. McCarty walks his second of the game. And there's runners at first and second now with 2 outs for Elio Prado. And the Wood Ducks bullpen now has a righty loosening. Prado grounded out to second his first time up. And Elio Prado isn't going to be facing DJ McCarty. Steve Mintz, the Wood Ducks manager, hops out of the dugout. And he's making the walk to the mound to make a tech net call to the bullpen. DJ McCarty lasts an inning and 2/3 here today. And departs with the runners at first and second. And 2 outs here in the second. Be back in a minute. Shorebirds up now 2-1 here in the second. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still in the bottom of the second, it's Delmarva 2 and Down East 1. TechNet call the bullpen brings on Ivan Oviedo to replace DJ McCarty. With runners at first and second and 2 outs here into the second. Got a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty. along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. So McCarty goes an inning and two-thirds, allows right now two runs on three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Oviedo comes in, the two runners on are McCarty's responsibility, so his line not yet done. First pitch to Elio Prado. Prado swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down the way. Oviedo, a right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 175 pounds. He was added to the roster today when Gavin Collier was promoted to High A Hickory. First pitch, or 1-0 pitch, 0-1 pitch rather, is a breaking ball down the dirt. One ball, one strike. Prado grounded to second, his first time up. First and second, two outs. Shorebirds have taken a 2-1 lead on Adam Crampton's 2-RBI single. The pitch to Prado, he swings, pops it up behind home. That'll get back out of play, about 10 rows deep. Lands in the concourse. 1-2. So 1-2 on Prado. Two outs last the second. Shorebirds trying to build on their lead. Oviedo set. Now here's the pitch. And Prado takes a breaking ball. Up and in. Has to spin out of the way. 2-2. Crampton leans away from second. Holiday from first. The pitch. And Prado takes a fastball low. 3-2. So a full count on Prado with two outs here in the last the second. That means Crampton and Holiday will be off on the pitch. Oviedo from the bell. Fires home. And Prado takes a breaking ball outside. Ball four. That was the same pitch that Prado swung and missed at to open the at-bat. So good mid-at-bat adjustment from Prado. Able to lay off this time, work the walk. And the bases are loaded for Doug Hodo. Hodo walked and stole a base his first time up. Hodo hitting just 118 this season. Now 4 for 34 with the Shorebirds. First pitch. Slider down and away. It sneaks by Muller to the backstop. And everybody moves up 90 feet. Passed ball on Ian Muller. Allows Adam Crampton to score from third. And the Shorebirds lead it 3-1 here in the last of the second. So now second and third as well for Hodo, ahead in the count 1-0. Outfield plays Hodo the other way just a hair. Infield is straight up. 1-0 pitch. Hodo swings and skies it out to shallow center. Center fielder Blackman froze, now comes in. Able to find the baseball and put it away for the final out here in the second. Shorebirds score twice, though, in the frame, or three times in the frame, beg your pardon. Two-run single for Adam Crampton and a passed ball, allowing a run to score. On to the top of the third, it's now Delmarva 3 and Downey's 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, it's now Delmarva 3 and Down East 1. Tyler Joyner does stay on for the Shorebirds. A little surprise there, but now working with the lead up 3-1. Fires to Danier Cueva. Misses down and away for ball one. It's 9-1-2 to up for the Wood Ducks here in the third. Cueva, Acosta, and Smith. Joyner in his second rehab outing this season. His 1-0 pitch, it's fouled back. One ball, one strike. Joyner went two innings last Friday, and this obviously will be his final outing of 2022. So, being extended out to a third. 1-1 pitch. Cueva swings, hits it in the air, down the left field line. Acevedo on the run. He won't get there, but it's a foul ball. Just on the wrong side of the chunk for Cueva. Would have been extra bases. Deep down to the left field corner. Count now at 1-2. Cueva playing in his fifth game with the Wood Ducks here. He's 2 for his first 15, and that's a 133 average. Last played on Wednesday night where he went 0 for 4. Joyner the wind and the 1-2. Fastball misses high and outside. 2-2. Cueva, left-handed batter. Joyner the righty, deals home the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. Breaking ball down the dirt. Ardoin blocks it, throws to first to complete the strikeout. And Joyner down on strikes for the first out here in the third. Second strikeout of the day for Joyner. Now the lineup flips to the top. And Maximo Acosta. Acosta doubled out to left center his first time up. That was leading off the game. And Joyner buzzes him inside with a fastball for ball one. Joyner the righty winds and fires the pitch. Curveball on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Top of the third, it's now Delmarva 3 and Down East 1. Joyner the wind and the pitch. Curveball's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. And Joyner jumps ahead on Acosta now. 1-2. Acosta calls time, steps out of the box. Couple of practice swings. Joyner has his sign. Down the hill, the 1-2, and Acosta swings and misses. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. And Tyler Joyner with back-to-back strikeouts here in the third. And that's going to be it for him at exactly 40 pitches. Connor Grady ready to go out of the bullpen, and Tyler Joyner's rehab assignment is complete. Two and a two-thirds scoreless here today. He strikes out three, allows a run on two hits. And Connor Grady comes on this tech net, calling the bullpen. We'll be back in a minute. Shorebirds up 3-1 here in the top of the third. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still in the top of the third, it's Delmarva 3 and Down East 1. Connor Grady takes over for Tyler Joyner on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Joyner goes 2 2/3 innings in his second rehab outing. Gives up a run on 2 hits, no walks, and strikes out 3. Connor Grady's first pitch to Marcus Smith is a grounder out to second. Crampton Fields throws to first and retires Smith. And Connor Grady completes the third on just 1 pitch. On to the last of the third, it's still Delmarva 3 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last of the third, it's still Delmarva 3 and Down East 1. Sam Zelnick with you, both teams scoring their runs in the second. Wood Ducks with a solo homer from Tucker Mitchell, Shorebirds 2-run single from Adam Crampton, who would later score on a passed ball. First pitch to Silas Arduan, he swings, hits in the air out towards center. Blackman backing up, he's got a beat on it, and the center fielder puts it away for the first down here in the third. As Ivan Oviedo gets Arduan on just 1 pitch. That brings up Isaac Bologna. Bologna started the rally for the Shorebirds back in the second with a leadoff single. Left-handed batter, Oviedo the wind and his pitch. It's a breaking ball that's in at the knees. Strike one. Oviedo, right-handed pitcher, took over in relief last inning for the Wood Ducks. The 0-1. Bologna tries to check his swing, but went around on a breaking ball. He's down in the dirt. So in two. Oviedo, 6'2", 175-pound righty. 19 years old, will turn 20 once the season ends. 0-2, and Bologna hits it in the air towards right center, deep, back on it, Blackman, and the center fielder tracks it down. for the second out here in the third. So two up, two down for Ivan Oviedo here in the third for the Wood Ducks. Back-to-back flyouts to center. Brings up Noel Pert Romero. He doubled to right center his first time up today. Came around to score on Crampton's two-run single last inning. First pitch. Romero swings, rolls on the ground to short, waiting back into DaCosta gloves, throws to first to touch high. But Mitchell keeps his foot on the bag, retires Romero, and the Shorebirds down in order quickly here in the third. On to the fourth. It's still Delmarva 3 and Downeast 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still Delmarva 3 and Downeast 1. Connor Grady back to work for the Shorebirds after getting the final out of the third. Fires the first pitch down the dirt to Miguel Villarroel for ball one. It's 3-4-5 to one for the Wood Ducks here in the fourth. Villarroel grounded to second his first time up. The pitch, swing and a miss. Grady with a fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. Grady replaced Tyler Joyner last inning. Got Marcus Smith to ground to second on the first pitch he threw in the game. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, backs up just a little inside. 2-1. Grady this season making his 24th appearance, his 9th out of the bullpen. He's 5-10 with a 5.72 ERA. 2-1 pitch, it's a bouncing ball up in the middle, and it sneaks into center for a base hit. And Villarroel aboard at first to kick off the fourth for the Wood Ducks. Grady now 91 and two-thirds innings this season, has struck out 93, walked 43, given up 102 hits, 77 runs, 58 earned. First pitch to Yossi Galanz is swung on and missed, breaking ball outside for strike one. Galanz, right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball, or changeup rather, misses just a little outside. One ball, one strike. Middle infield at double play depth for the Birds. Romero back of the bag at third, the pitch. And Galvan takes. Fastball on the inside half. Down the knees. One ball, two strikes. Grady from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Galvan waves away. Breaking ball down the dirt. Grady strikes him out. And that's the first out here in the fourth. Villarroel has to stay put over at first. Brings up JoJo Blackman, left-handed batter. Grounded to short his first time up. Grady the set and the pitch. Blackman shows bunt, drops it down, back to the mound. Grady gloves, throws to first, retires Blackman. Up to second on the play, goes Villaruel. Go down as a sacrifice, 1-3. So a runner at second and two outs now for the Wood Ducks. And Tucker Mitchell, who homered his first time up, he's standing in now. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1, top of the 4th. Here's the pitch. And Mitchell swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball outside. 0-1. Mitchell homered right down the right field line his first time up. Just snuck it out of here. Was his 4th of the season. The pitch. Down the dirt, sneaks by Arduan. Goes to the backstop and over to third on the wild pitch. Comes Villaruel. So the count now even on Mitchell. Runner at third, two outs. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1 here in the top of the 4th. Grady the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down low. And Grady a strike away from stranding a runner over at third. Mitchell takes his time. Stares out at Grady. Grady right back at him. Mitchell now back into the box. Takes his stance. Grady the set. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down and away. And Grady strikes out Mitchell to strand Villaruel over at third and end the 4th. On to the last of the 4th, it's Delmarva 3, down east 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 24-hour broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 24-hour broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go, text, and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the 4th, Shorebirds still sporting a 3-1 lead over the Downey's Wood Ducks. 17-9 to 1 for the Shorebirds against Ivan Oviedo. Oviedo sent down the side in order last inning. His first full one out of the bullpen. His first pitch here to Maxwell Costas is bounced to the backstop for ball 1. Costas struck out swinging his first time up today. Costas, right-handed batter. Oviedo, the ready on the mound, fires home. And Costas takes a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. Costas, undrafted free agent out of the University of Maryland this year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. 1-2. Grew up in Baltimore, so signed with the O's. Childhood team, able to stay in the area. 1-2 pitch. Costas swings and fouls it back. Still 1-2. And the benefit of that, especially given the Orioles farm system, is that Costas is playing close to home. He said he has 10 family members out here today. 1-2 pitch. Just off the inside corner with an off-speed pitch. And Costas sees the count level 2-2. Bottom of the fourth, tied, or rather it's Delmarva 3, Downey's 1, the 2-2. Costas, a dribbler, foul, third base side. Still 2-2. Costas, a deep breath, now digs back in. Oviedo, the wind from the first base side, the pitch. And the fastball misses high. Ball 3. So it's a full count on Maxwell Costas here to begin the fourth. The 3-2. And Costas trying to check his swing, but ends up fouling the pitch off. Little dribbler, first base side. Still 3-2. The payoff pitch again from Oviedo. And Costas, a half-hearted swing, able to foul it off, though. A chopper towards the backstop. And the at-bat continues. Good battle here between Oviedo and Costas, leading off the fourth. Shorebirds up 3-1. And before Oviedo can complete his windup, Costas calls time and steps out. Now ready for another 3-2. Oviedo stares in for the sign. Now into his wind, here's the pitch. And Costas takes in the dirt, ball 4. Breaking ball with a little bit too much on it. And Oviedo walks Costas to begin the fourth. So a runner at first and nobody out for Adam Crampton. Right now the difference in this game. Two-run single back in the second, also scored a run. First pitch, Oviedo misses with a breaking ball up high. Ball 1. Crampton now with RBIs in back-to-back games after an RBI single last night. 1-0 pitch. Crampton swings, loops a liner to shallow center. That drops for a base hit. Into play it, Blackman holds Costas at second. For the Shorebirds, with men now at first and second, here to kick off the bottom of the fourth. So that brings up Steven Acevedo. Acevedo struck out looking his first time up. Acevedo, the 9-hole hitter here tonight for Delmarva, has first and second, nobody out. Nobody up out in the Wood Ducks pen. Kick and the pitch. Slider. South side. Ball 1. And down to the mound goes the catcher Muller to talk it over with Oviedo. Shorebirds now 3 runs on 4 hits. No errors. Wood Ducks 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors here in the last 4. So a ball and no strikes on Acevedo. Outfield plays him straight away. Infield straight up. The pitch. Change up. It's down the dirt. 2-0. Acevedo hitting under 200 this year for the Shorebirds. Has, however, driven in 11 in 36 games. The 2-0. Acevedo swings, rolls it on the ground to third. Villarroel gloves it, takes it to the bag himself, then throws across the diamond to retire Acevedo and double him up. 5-3 on the double play. And just like that, there's 2 outs here in the fourth. Crampton remains on the bases. He's still at second. And now 2 outs, and Jackson Holliday, the top of the order, comes up. Holliday walked his last time up. Fly to left back in the first. Oviedo from the belt looks to second the pitch. And Holliday takes. Fastball just a little low. Ball 1. Outfield plays Holliday to pull, except for Yossi Galan in left. He's straight away and exceptionally deep. 1-0 pitch misses inside to Holiday. Breaking ball pushes him off the plate. 2-0. Helio Prado is on deck. Two-hole hitter. Crampton at second, two outs. The pitch. Holiday lays off. Change up down the dirt. Ball three. And the Wood Ducks this week, using extreme caution, pitching to Jackson Holiday. Walked him three times yesterday, including once intentionally. Ferry walked him once today. 3-0 pitch. Holiday takes. It's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Holiday had already flipped his bat to the dugout. Walks back to the plate. And we'll resume things with a count of 3-1. Crampton at second, two outs. Oviedo's pitch. And Holiday takes outside after waiting an extra beat. Drops the bat and walks on down to first with the free pass. First and second and two outs for Helio Prado. That is now the eighth time that Jackson Holiday has walked this week in four games against Down East. First and second, two outs for Prado. The pitch. Helio takes. Fastball at an even 90 on the outside corner. Strike one. First and second, two outs. Shorebirds up 3-1, last of the fourth. The pitch, Prado swings, hits it in the air towards right. Backing up on it, Mora Bell. He finds the spot, gets under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the fourth. Shorebirds strand to a board. On to the fifth. It's still Delmarva 3 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delling, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Head to MILB.tv in the Shorebirds 3 audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delling on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds still leading the Wood Ducks 3-1. Wood Ducks batting against Connor Grady. It's Ian Muller to lead it off. And the first pitch misses down the dirt for ball one. Muller grounded short his first time on. Grady from the stretch with nobody on. Kicks and deals. 1-0 and swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and away. Muller can't connect. One ball, one strike. Muller the catcher for the Wood Ducks tonight. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result for Grady. It's 1-2. Last time out, Connor started against the Fred Nats back on September the 3rd, took the loss, went 5 innings, 1-2. Muller lays off the breaking ball this time, 2-2. Gave up 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk and struck out 6. 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses, sinks down and in, 3-2. And
Payoff pitch to Mulder. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Freezes Mulder. And Connor Grady with his third strikeout of the game. And the first out here in the fifth. Coming into today, Grady was at 93 strikeouts, now at 96. So he needs four more to get to 100. First pitch to Yason Morabell is lined towards second, and Adam Crampton diving to his right, able to pick it off. Two away here in the fifth. No matter where you put him on the diamonds, Adam Crampton will make plays. Past couple of nights at third, Crampton flashing the leather all over. Now it's second, a diving grab to his right. First pitch to Danier Cueva is chopped foul, first base side. 0-1. But back to Grady, if he can strike out four more tonight, he'll be the only Shorebirds pitcher this year to eclipse 100 strikeouts. 0-1, Cueva swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Two outs, top of the fifth. It's Delmarva 3, Down East 1. Cueva from the left side. Grady the righty deals home. And the fastball misses. High and outside. 1-2. Grady the stretch. He's ready. Down the hill, the 1-2. And Cueva, a weak tapper foul. First base side. Still one ball and two strikes. One and two on Dane here, Cueva. Grady deals home, and Cueva waves away. Changeup down and away, and Grady strikes him out to cap off a 1-2-3 fifth. On to the last of the fifth, halfway home. It's Delmarva 3 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, it's Delmarva 3 and Down East 1 here at the start of the bottom of the fifth. Doug Hodo leads it off against Oviedo on the hill, and the first pitch fastball is down the middle for strike one. Ivan Oviedo back out for another inning of work of relief. Came on for DJ McCarty back with two outs in the second. His 0-1 to Hodo. Doug takes high, ball one. Hodo 0 for 1 here today. Walked, stole the base back in the first, and then flying to center against Oviedo. Stranding runners at second and third back in the second. 1-1 pinch, breaking ball is down and outside. All the way to the backstop. 2-1. Hodo, right-handed batter against the righty Oviedo on the mound. Kicks and turns the pitch. And Hodo rips it the other way. That's into right for a base hit. Frozen rope off the bat of Doug Hodo. Lines a single the other way. And that's a leadoff base runner for the Shorebirds. Brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin 0-2 here today. Ground to third, back in the first, and flying to center, leading off the third. But that was against Oviedo. Right-handed hitter. Oviedo from the belt. Slide step home in the pitch. It's cut on and missed. Changeup was left up in the zone, but Ardoin couldn't connect. 0-1. Hodo a strong lead over at first, the pitch. Oviedo misses down and away. Breaking ball never found the plate. 1-1. Hodo will have a hard time running on Oviedo. He's pretty slick to the plate. Infield plays Ardoin to pull the pitch. And breaking ball misses up high. Ball 2. Shorebirds 3. Wood Ducks 1. Bottom of the 5th. Final 3 games of the regular season. 2-1. Changeup is on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hodo seems like he might have Oviedo timed up here. He's dancing away from first on the last pitch. Oviedo set, throw over to first, Hodo leaning, but he dives back safely. So 2-2 still on Ardoin. Hodo at first, nobody out. Shorebirds need to win each of the final 3 games of the season to avoid being the worst team in franchise history by winning percentage. The 2-2 to Ardoin. Fastball called, strike 3. Outside corner. Ardoin can't pull the trigger. And that's the first out here in the 5th. First strikeout out of the bullpen as well for Oviedo. So that brings up Isaac Bologna. Bologna 1-2. Singled and scored back, leading off the 2nd. Left-handed hitter, throw over to first, and Hodo is picked off. Was starting to walk towards second. Oviedo quick feet, turns and throws to first. And Hodo picked off for the 2nd out here in the 5th. So no count on Bologna. Oviedo back to the full wide and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Ball 1. So 1-0 on Bologna with the infield playing him to pull right side. And he swings the 1-0, chops it off his foot in the box. Strike 1. Ball and a strike on Bologna, looking for a 4th straight 2-hit game for the Shorebirds this week. 1-1 is down the dirt, bounces it. Ball 2. Two outs last the 5th, Shorebirds up 3-1 here on Friday night. 2-1, Bologna swings, ropes it foul down the first base line on the ground. Count levels at 2-2. Two pitch on its way, and Bologna swings and misses out in front of a big looping breaking ball. And Ivan Oviedo ends up facing the minimum here in the 5th, even after the leadoff single. On to the 6th, Shorebirds still sporting a 3-1 lead over the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds still up 3-1 on the Wood Ducks. And the first pitch from Connor Grady to Maximo Acosta, the top of the order for the Wood Ducks. This is down and in for ball one. Grady has been stellar since coming in out of the bullpen, replacing Tyler Joyner. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball down and away for ball two. Acosta 1-for-2 with a double back in the first. And now time called. Something is loose out in right field. Is that is a frisbee. And I'll give credit to whoever the fan was that threw it, because that didn't end up just on the field. And Isaac Bologna, nice toss the frisbee back up into the stands. But that was like 150 feet out into right field. Somebody absolutely hucked that out into right field. Not exactly a beach ball, but a frisbee. 2-0 pitch, Grady a breaking ball in the inside corner. Hits 2-1. Two-one pitch. Acosta swings, chops it on the ground to third. On the third hop, Romero has it. Spins and throws a strike to first to retire Acosta. And that's the first out here in the fifth, or here in the sixth. So one out and nobody on. That brings up Marcus Smith, the DH. Grady now at 2 2/3 scoreless innings of relief here today. One hit, no walks, four strikeouts. First pitch to Smith misses for ball one. It's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1 here in the top of the sixth. Smith, left-handed batter, the pitch. Changeup is at the knees. One ball, one strike. Grady the stretch and the 1-1. Smith swings and misses. Breaking ball down low, trying to wait back on it. It's 1-2. Smith calls time, takes off his helmet, tries to reset himself here. Down the count, 1-2. Grady from the belt, his pitch. And the change up down the dirt. Smith lays off this time. And the count's level at 2. Outfield straight away on Smith. Infield relatively straight up, except for Holiday, the shortstop. He plays up the middle. 2-2. And Smith just gets a piece of the changeup. Little cue ball at the plate. Fouls it off. Still 2-2. Shorebirds up two runs here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Smith swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down low. Grady with his fifth strikeout of the game. Now two away from 100 on the season. Brings up Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel 1-for-2. Singled back in the fourth. First pitch, Grady misses down low with a heater. Ball one. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball again. Just a little low. Ball two. Top of the sixth. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. Both teams doing all their scoring back in the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good. Sinking fastball down and in. The Arroyo can't get around on him. 2-1. Grady shakes off Artuan once. Now comes Seth. 2-1 on its way. And it misses down and away with a fastball. Ball 3. Grady has really gotten his walks in check basically since the start of August. 4 of his past 5 outings, he's walked one or fewer. 3-1, Villarroel pops it up behind home. That'll reach the seats. And the count's full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, top of the 6th. Shorebirds up 2. Grady the set and the pitch. And Villarroel tanks down and away, ball 4. Wouldn't chase the slider. And Grady issues his first walk of the game. So 2 outs, a runner at first, and now the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Yossi Gallan, who leads the Wood Ducks with 19 homers this season. Grady's pitch. Fastball is in on the hands. Ball 1. Gallan is 0 for 2 here today. Grounded to third and has struck out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased down and away from Grady. Would have been ball 2. Instead now the count even at 1. Runner at first, that's Villarroel. Takes his lead. Here's the pitch. And Gallan out on his front foot. Pops it back and out of play. 1-2. Villarroel 7-for-10 stealing bases this season. But this is not exactly a good spot to run with Gallan and his power representing the tying run in the 6th. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Gallan takes low. The throw to second from Arduan is not in time. And Crampton, who applied the tag, throws his hands up, asking Steve Craze why. The throw pulled Crampton off the bag towards the right field side. And it looked like he got the tag down on Villarroel's foot as he slid headlong. But evidently Steve Craze didn't see it that way. So the pitch missed low. Next one to Gallan is cut on and missed. And Grady just does it himself here to get out of the 6th. His 6th strikeout of the game. And he strands Villarroel out at 2nd. On to the last of the 6th. It's still Delmarva 3, Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the 6th, it's still Delmarva 3 and Down East 1. Albert Romero leads it off against Ivan Oviedo. Takes a rip at the first pitch and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. First baseman Mitchell tracking, but it's out of play. Strike 1. Romero doubled and scored back in the 2nd. Both teams having done all of their scoring so far today. Back in the second, one run for the Wood Ducks on a Tucker Mitchell solo homer. And the Shorebirds plating three in the bottom of the inning. Two on an Adam Crampton RBI single. Two-run single, I should say. A one pitch. Romero swings, fouls it back right over our heads. Lands on top of the press box roof. It's 0-2. So 0-2 on Romero, leading off the last of the sixth. The pitch. He swings and chops it foul over top of the Shorebirds dugout. Third base side. Oviedo at 3 1/3, scoreless innings out of the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. Right now at 52 pitches, 0-2. Breaking ball is in the dirt, 1-2. Kick and the 1-2 to Romero. He swings and misses. Breaking ball spinning inside slowly at 72. And Oviedo with his third straight strikeout. One away here in the sixth. Oviedo this year down in the Arizona Complex League went 3-1 with a 3.02 ERA. 44 2/3 innings, struck out 50, walked just 12. First pitch to Maxwell Custis. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. Bottom of the sixth. One out, nobody on the pitch. And Costas takes. Fastball, letter high. 0-2. Costas 0 for 1. He struck out in the second, walked his last time up in the fourth. 0-2. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Costas can't pull the trigger. And that's now 4 in a row for Oviedo. So two outs and nobody on for Adam Crampton. He's 2 for 2, has 40% of the hits for the Shorebirds tonight. The pitch, Crampton swings and fouls it back. 0-1. Two outs, the last of the sixth. Shorebirds leading the Wood Ducks 3-1. The pitch. Crampton swings, chops it down the third baseline. Just foul. 0-2. Crampton, two-run single back in the second. Right now, the difference in the game for the Shorebirds, giving them the lead that still currently stands. Down the count here, 0-2, as Oviedo tries to strike out the side and strike out 5 in a row. The righty into his wind, the pitch. And Crampton lines down a play. Right field side, up into the seats. Still 0-2. Oviedo nods yes to the side, a quick pitch, and Crampton not fooled. Able to foul it off down the right field line. Still two strikes. Stephen Acevedo is on deck. Batting ninth. 0-2 again. And Crampton fouls it off again. Third straight foul ball. Again, Oviedo trying to go with that quick pitch. But Crampton staying right on pace. Oh, 2. Crampton takes just a little high. 1-2. Last of the sixth, it's the Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. Oviedo the rock and the pitch. And Crampton swings and misses as Oviedo strikes out the side here in the sixth and has now punched out 5 in a row. On to the seventh. Still Delmarva 3 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maddie Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the seventh, it's the Shorebirds 3-1, Ducks 1. Connor Grady back to work, faces JoJo Blackman. And Blackman swings to the first pitch. It's a chopper up the middle. Second baseman Crampton flags it down, throws in the run, and retires Blackman. And Grady, one pitch, one out here to begin the seventh. Grady has allowed just one hit so far in his relief stint here. Now in 3 2/3 innings, has walked one, struck out six, leaving him one shy of 100 for the season. One out, nobody on. Here's Tucker Mitchell. First pitch. Grady throws an off-speed pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. Mitchell at the plate, responsible for that lone Wood Ducks run. Solo homer back in the second. 0-1, he swings, rolls it down the third baseline. Back of the bag, Romero gloves, sets his feet, long throw, and gets Mitchell. And Connor Grady, 2-up, 2-down here in the seventh. Brings up the catcher, Ian Mulder. Mulder 0-2. Struck out against Grady his last time up. Shorebirds up 2, top of the 7th. 2 outs, bases clear. Here's the pitch. Mulder takes just off the inside corner. Ball 1. Shorebirds trying to ensure at least a series split here today. 1-0. Grady misses low for ball 2. Shorebirds have taken 2 out of the first 3, can make it 3 out of 4 here tonight. 2-0 pitch. Mulder swings and skies it. Foul ground down the left field line. Third baseman Romero tracking it. Shortstop Holiday there. He bobbles it, and it drops in. Foul ball right in front of the sidewall. A long run for Holiday. In fact, he even got there right in front of the Shorebirds dugout. Pretty miraculous. I'm still trying to figure out how that ball didn't end up spinning out of play. But it's 2-1 on Mulder. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. 3-1. Two outs, top of the seventh. Shorebirds with a 2-run lead right now. 3-1. The pitch. Mulder takes down and in, ball 4. And Grady walks his second of the game. This one, a 2-out walk to Mulder. Extends the inning for Mortimer Bell. Mortimer Bell is 0-2 today. And he's grounded to third and lined to second. Robbed of a base hit by Adam Crampton. Brady's pitch. Norabell takes a fastball down and away. Ball one. Runner at first, two outs, and the tying run at the plate for the Wood Ducks. Morabell this season has not homered, but he's played just six games with Down East. 1-0 pitch. Off speed on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Top of the seventh, two outs. Grady the set, now the pitch. And Morabell can't lay off. Breaking ball down the dirt. And Grady jumps ahead on him, 1-2. Strike away from triple digits here for the season. 99 strikeouts Grady sitting on. 100 in his sights. The 1-2 pitch. Morabell takes just a little high. 2-2. Top of the seventh, two outs. Shorebirds up 3-1. Runner at first. Grady comes set. His 2-2. And Morabell takes low. Runner takes off for second. The throw in on a hop. Holiday picked it, but getting around the tag, Muller for a stolen base. Looked like the throw beat Muller, but he must have been able to swim around the tag. No argument from Holiday. And Muller with his 18th stolen base of the season. So it's a full count now on Morabell as well. The pitch, he swings and fouls it off. Rolls to the backstop. Count remains full. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, that's Danier Cueva. 3-2 on Yason Morabell. The pitch. And Morabell foul tips it, held on to by Silas Arjuan. And that's 100 for Connor Grady. 100 punch-outs this season. This one ends the seventh and strands a runner out at second. On the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds with a 3-1 lead over the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you got a good stretching. It's now the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1 here in the last of the 7th. Nick Lockhart takes over on this TechNet call to the bullpen, replacing Ivan Oviedo. His first pitch to Steven Acevedo. This is down and away for ball one. Oviedo went 4 1/3 scoreless innings of relief. Allowed 2 hits, 3 walks, struck out 5. Lockhart, right-handed pitcher, works on the stretch. His pitch to Acevedo. Fastball at 89 on the outside corner. 1-1. Lockhart, 6'6", 204 pounds. 11th round pick of the Rangers back in 2019. 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and outside. Ball two. Lockhart making his 30th appearance of the season. He's 3-3 with a 4.40 ERA. Here's the pitch. Acevedo takes just a little high and away. Ball two. Lockhart, 47 innings, has struck out 57 and walked just 16. 37 hits, 5 homers, 3 hit batters. His 3-1. Acevedo swings at ball four and fouls it back. Fastball up and in, nearly actually hit him on the hands. So a full count to lead off the last 7th with Jackson Holliday on deck. Looks like Trace Bright has started to throw out the Birds' bullpen. 3-2. Acevedo swings and misses. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. He is down on strikes, and that is actually now the 6th consecutive Shorebirds batter to strike out. So one out, nobody on, and the lineup flips to the top now for Jackson Holliday. Holliday 0-for-1, but he's walked twice today. First pitch. Holliday takes a slider, nearly hits him. Ball one. Holliday now with 8 walks through not even 4 complete games here this week. 1-0 pitch. Holliday takes. Fastball is up and in. Ball two. Infield plays Holliday to pull. Shortstop Acosta right behind the second base bag. 2-0. Misses down and in for ball three. Pitch. Holliday takes. It's on the inside corner. 3-1. Shorebirds 3. One Ducks 1 here in the last of the 7th. One out, no beyond for Holliday. Lockhart the set. Now the pitch. And Holliday takes. It's called strike. At the knees on the outside corner. 3-2. Both teams scoring their runs back in the 2nd. Zeros on either side. 3-2. Holliday swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and in. And Lockhart battles back from 3-0 down to strike out Holliday for the 2nd out here in the 7th. 7 consecutive Shorebirds batters have now struck out. It's almost even more impressive when it's not the same pitcher. 7 in a row like this. Elio Prado the next batter. Lockhart's pitch. And Prado takes a fastball high and tight. Ball one. Pitch. Prado takes a slider. It's on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Last of the 7th, Shorebirds up 3-1. Prado the batter hitting 2nd. 0-for-2 today. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. Skips in. Ball two. Outfield shades Prado the other way, except for Galan in left. The set and the 2-1. Prado swings, chops it down the third base line. Just foul. 2-2. So 2-2 on Prado trying to extend the 7th, while Lockhart tries to strike out the 8th in a row for Wood Ducks pitching. Shorebirds up 2, bottom 7. 2-2 pitch, and Prado fights it off the hands, flies it out of play. Right field side. Still 2-2. The 2-2 again to Prado. And he lays off. Slider down and away. Third straight full count for Lockhart here in the 7th. down the hill, the 3-2. And Prado takes down and away for ball four. And the streak is over for the Wood Ducks. It stops at 7 consecutive strikeouts. Prado walks with 2 away, and the inning continues for Doug Hodo. Hodo 1-for-2. Singled his last time up, but was picked off. Walked as well back in the first, stole the back then. Prado at first, the pitch owned. And Hodo takes a breaking ball on the outside half. Strike one. Last of the seventh, Shorebirds leading the Wood Ducks 3-1. Batting here, trying to extend the lead. Prado at first, 2 outs, the pitch home. Hodo swings, ropes it on the ground, through the hole left side for a base hit. And left, Gallon picks it up, throws it back in. Prado up to second. And Shorebirds with a little 2-out rally. Now with first and second and 2 outs. Brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin 0-for-3. Has rounded out to third, fly to center, and struck out looking. Shorebirds, 2-run lead for now, the pitch. And Ardoin takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. No balls and a strike on Silas Ardoin. Kick and the pitch. Ardoin launches a fastball up high. Ball one. One on its way. Ardoin waves through a breaking ball. Dropped out of the zone on the outside corner. 1-2. Ardoin with a 2-run single in the fifth last night. Has first and second 2 outs here. The 1-2. Fastball is just a touch above the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Prado at second, Hodo at first. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. The 2-2. And Ardoin pops it in the air down the right field line. That'll slice back into the seats. And Ardoin keeps the at-bat going. Good battle here from Silas. And just from the Shorebirds overall here in the inning. Prado down the count 2-2, worked the walk, then Hodo singled. After seeing 7 prior Shorebirds batters come up and all of them strike out. 2-2 again. And Ardoin checks his swing, slider up and in. Able to lay off, and yet another full count for Nick Lockhart. The 5th batter he's faced in the inning in the 4th full count. Runners will have a head start here with 2 outs. And the full count pitch coming. Here it is. And Ardoin takes a called strike 3. On the outside corner, Lockhart freezes Ardoin and strands to a board here in the 7th. On to the top of the 8th, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, it's still the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1. Same score that we've had since the end of the second. It's now Trace Bright taking over for Connor Grady on this TechNet called bullpen. After Grady goes 4 1/3 shutout innings, striking out 7 to put his season total at an even 100. The only Shorebirds pitcher to reach that mark this season. Grady allows a hit, 2 walks, and Trace Bright takes over here for the eighth, trying to protect a 2-run lead. His first pitch to Danier Cueva is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Bright, a fifth-round pick out of Auburn this year, 6'4", 199 pounds, right-handed pitcher, is 0-1. Cueva takes, fastball misses down away, ball one. Cueva making his third outing. He's gone 5 2/3 thus far, allowed 3 runs to earn for the Shorebirds. So 1-1 is a breaking ball that flips in for a strike. 1-2. Cueva 0-2. He struck out twice tonight. The pitch. Fastball is just a tick outside. 2-2. Brent has struck out 4, walked 3, hit a batter, and only given up 1 hit. Third base side of the rubber. Into his wind, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down away. 3-2. Shorebirds up 3-1, top of the eighth over the Wood Ducks. Trying to make it 3 out of 4 wins this week. The pitch. And Cueva fouls it off the plate, off the glove of the catcher, Arduan. Shakes out his thumb a little bit. And the count's full. Bright the wind and the 3-2. And Cueva hits it on the ground to short, a room service hop for Holiday. Gloves throws to first and retires Cueva for the first out here in the eighth. Ball kicked up right to the belt of Holiday. A little bit to his right, made the play pretty simple. So now 1 out and back to the top of the order for the Wood Ducks. It's Maximo Acosta. Acosta 1-3. Doubled to lead off the game. First pitch, tries to check his swing, but goes around on a fastball low. Strike one. 0-1. Acosta takes a fastball center cut. 0-2. Wood Ducks don't have a hit since Miguel Villarroel led off the fourth with a single. Since then, their only base runners have been 2 walks. 1 out, top of the eighth. Shorebirds leading the Wood Ducks 3-1. Bright the wind and the 0-2 pitch. And it's smacked foul by Acosta, right field side. Stays alive at 0-2. This year with Auburn, Bryce went, or combination of Trace Bright came out with Bryce. 0-2, swing and a miss. Bright strikes out Acosta with 94 up in the zone. 2 away. Trace Bright, this year with Auburn, went 5-4 with a 5.13 ERA. 18 appearances, 17 starts. 80 2/3 innings, he struck out 94. So 2 outs, nobody on, and Marcus Smith, the DH, stands in. Looks at a first pitch down the dirt. Ball one. Top of the eighth, Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. The pitch, just off the outside corner. Fastball, just missing the edge. 2-0. The pitch. Bryant goes the breaking ball, loops in down and outside. Ball 3. Smith 0-3 today, has struck out twice. Takes the 3-0, fastball in the inside corner. Strike one. On deck, Miguel Villarroel. Bright's 3-1. And Smith lines it out towards right. That's in for a base hit. Belloni comes in, scoops it up, and holds Smith to a single on a line drive. So it's the first hit for the Wood Ducks since back in the fourth. And they bring the tying run to the plate again. Miguel Villarroel representing it. He is 1-for-2, singled in the fourth. Also walked back in the sixth. Smith at first, you guessed it, likes to run. 47-for-55 for this season. Bright set at the belt, the pitch. Fastball at 92 on the outer half. Strike one. Halfield straight away and field straight up for the Birds. Smith leans away from first. Bright holds. Now the pitch. Smith runs. Breaking ball misses up high. Or rather, it swung on and missed it. Throw to second, not in time to get Smith. As that pitch was so high, I assumed Villarroel wouldn't swing at it. But trying to protect his runner on the hit and run, presumably. Ends up with one hand on the bat, his top hands. And swings and misses at the pitch. So it's 0-2. And down to the mound goes Artuan to talk with Bright and get their signs in order. So Smith swipes second, his 48th of the season, in scoring position for Villarroel. Down the count, 0-2. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1, top of the 8th. Bright's pitch. And Villarroel, a high chopper up the middle. Second baseman Crampton charges. Fields on the infield grass. Throws to first. And retires Villarroel for the final out here in the 8th. Stranding Smith out at second. On the last of the 8th, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds 3 audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last of the 8th, it's still the Shorebirds 3 and the Valley's Wood Ducks 1. First pitch from Nick Lockhart to Isaac Belloni. It's a fastball down the middle. Strike 1. Lockhart stranded 2 aboard back in the 7th. Struck out 3. His first inning out of the pen. 0-1. Belloni takes a change up over the heart of the plate. 0-2. Belloni, Romero, and Costas here in the 8th. 5, 6, and 7. Belloni, left-handed batter. 0-2. He swings and fouls it off the plate. Rolled to the backstop. Still 0-2. Belloni is 1-for-3 today. He singled and scored back in the 2nd. As now both teams haven't scored since back in the 2nd. 0-2. Belloni breaks his bounce. Slow roller to the right side. Shortstop Acosta wades all the way over. Gloves and throws to first. Retires Belloni for the first out here in the 8th. Wood Ducks probably the most aggressive team I've seen shifting-wise. Shortstop Acosta started right behind second. And scampered all the way towards what would probably be considered standard second base. Field that ball, make the play. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Noelbert Romero. First pitch. Romero takes a fastball way high. Ball one. Romero is 1-for-3. He doubled back in the second. Came around to score on Crampton's single. Here's the pitch. Romero out in front. Turns and burns on the pitch. Fouls it off down the left field line. 1-1. Shorebirds up 2, bottom half of the 8th, looking for insurance. The pitch, breaking ball is down the dirt, 2-1. Shorebirds danced a high wire act last night, winning 4-1. Stranded the tying run at first and go ahead run at the plate in the 9th. 2-1, Romero swings, pops it in the air towards right center. Right fielder Mora Bell over, he's under it. He puts it away, and there's 2 outs here in the 8th. So 2 outs, nobody on. That brings up Maxwell Costas. Costas 0-2. Walked back in the 4th and has struck out twice, once on each side of that walk. Right-handed batter. Lockhart the stretch and the pitch. And Costas swings, rolls it on the ground, right into the third baseman Villarroel. Throws across the diamond and retires Costas for the final out here in the 8th. Shorebirds down in order. On to the 9th. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win. It's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the 9th, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory. And Trace Bright will try to pick up his first career save in the process. 4-5-6 to up for the Wood Ducks. Yossi Galan leads it off. Bright's first pitch. And Galan swings, hits the roller out to short to his left. Holiday gloves, flings to first. And Galan retired on one pitch here to open the 9th. Tyler Joyner went the first 2 2/3, allowed one run on the Tucker Mitchell solo homer. That was it. Connor Grady, the next 4 1/3 shutout, striking out 7 to give him an even 100 for the season. And now Bright trying to go the final 2. Into his wind, the pitch to JoJo Blackman. This is down low for ball 1. Blackman is 0-2, has grounded out twice and laid down a sacrifice bunt. That was back in the 4th. Blackman, left-handed batter against the righty Bright. The pitch. Blackman swings and fouls it off. Third base side. 1-1. Blackwood Ducks their only run. That Tucker Mitchell homer back in the second. 1-1. Blackman takes down the dirt. Ball two. Shorebirds answered right back in the bottom half of the frame. Adam Crampton, two-run single, and then scored later in the inning on a passed ball. Two-one. Swing and a miss. Blackman chases the breaking ball down the dirt. And the count's level at 2-2. Shorebirds pitching has struck out 11 tonight while walking just three. Or walking just two, beg your pardon, and giving up just four hits. 2-2, Blackman swings. It's a high bouncer down the first baseline. Ends up kicking foul. And the count stays level at two. Shorebirds needing to win out the rest of the season, the final three games, to avoid being the worst team in franchise history by winning percentage. At the 2-2, Blackman takes down and away. Ball three. And you can't win all three without the first. Final three games of the season, starting here Friday night. 3-2, Blackman takes low. Ball four, and Bright walks him. And that brings the tag run to the plate in the form of Tucker Mitchell, who has homered already once tonight. He accounts for the only run for the Wood Ducks, but he's not going to bat here. Going to get a pinch hitter. It's Abby Ortiz. So Ortiz jumps up off the bench and pinch hits for Mitchell, who had homered earlier tonight. Ortiz with way more raw power. And that's what manager Steve Mintz for the Wood Ducks is opting for. First pitch, Ortiz, big rip. Swings through the high fastball. Strike one. Ortiz, 11 homers in the season. He's driven in 39. He's the Tiger of the plate with Blackman over at first. One out. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1. Throw over the first and back in with a dive, Blackman. Bright a long hold and another throw over, and Blackman in with a dive. Oh, and one on Abby Ortiz, the pitch. He lays off the fastball this time, up and out of the zone. 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth for the Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. Ortiz waves through the fastball, high and out of the zone. It's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Abby Ortiz. Bright set. Here's the pitch. Blackman runs. Pitch misses outside. The throw to second is in time. A strike from Silas Arjuan. And he hoses JoJo Blackman for the second out here in the ninth. And all of a sudden, Ortiz no longer the tying run of the play. And Bright a strike away from ending this game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the ninth. Shorebirds up two. Kick and the pitch. Ortiz fouls it away. Two and two on Abby Ortiz. Bright the wind and the pitch. Curveball outside. 3-2. Shorebirds up 3-1. Top of the ninth. Full count on Abby Ortiz. Bright trying to lock down the save. He winds. He fires the 3-2, and Ortiz a hard grounder to second. Crampton to his left gloves. Spins. Throws to first. In time. And that's the ball game. The Shorebirds winning 3-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks here on Friday night. Shorebirds have taken three out of the first four this week off the Wood Ducks, and they keep their hopes alive of avoiding infamy. Just need two more wins. It's the final of the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks 1. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with tolls and a recap. Your final score tonight, it's the Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks 1 post-game show coming up next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. It's the Shorebirds 3, the Wood Ducks 1 here on Friday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Shorebirds have taken 3 out of 4 this week off the Wood Ducks. Let's walk you through how it happens. Wood Ducks on the board first in the top of the second. Abby Ortiz, or rather Tucker Mitchell, beg your pardon, a solo homer down the right field line. And that ended up being the only offense the Wood Ducks got the entire game. Shorebirds answered right back in the bottom of the second. Two-run single for Adam Crampton, who scored later in the inning on a passed ball to make it 3-1. And those were all the runs tonight. That was it. Nothing on either side. The Shorebirds threatened. They had two on to lead off the fourth. Couldn't do anything with it after a double play. And they had two on with two outs in the seventh. But outside of that, the scoring opportunities were few and far between. There were even fewer for Down East, as after that second inning, the rest of the way, they had just two hits and three walks. That was it. Their entire base runner output was five. They went 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position, and the Shorebirds are able to take the victory by a final of 3-1. Final line score here in this one for the Shorebirds. It's 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They strand 7. Down East, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They strand 5. Connor Grady picks up the victory, his 6th of the season to close out his campaign, as he strikes out 7 to reach that magic number 100. Honda, the only Shorebirds pitcher to reach 100 strikeouts here this season. DJ McCarty takes a loss for the Wood Ducks as he goes an inning and two-thirds, gives up 3 runs, 2 earned in his Down East debut. And Trace Wright picks up the save for the Shorebirds, throwing 2 scoreless to finish this one out. We started at 7:04 today. We ended up finishing at 9:19 for a time of game of 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of 3,489 here at Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 48-81 overall, 27-37 in the second half, 25-38 at home, and they've won 2 in a row. Wood Ducks, they fall back to 500, 65-65, 32-32 in the second half. Now on the road, they're now 28-36, and they have lost now 2 in a row. Looking ahead to tomorrow now, Shorebirds, Wood Ducks again. Final night game this year, final fireworks show. Shorebirds sending Keegan Gillis to the mounds. He is 1-2 with a 5.84 ERA. He'll be up against Josh Gessner for the Wood Ducks. He's 2-3 with a 5.49 ERA this season. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, I say thank you for tuning in for tonight's ball game. Thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. Your final score tonight, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Downeast Wood Ducks 1. Shorebirds get great pitching from Joyner, Grady, and Bright, and coast to a 3-1 victory. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.